Brethren, we have met to worship and adore the Lord our God.
It's time for the Holy Manna radio broadcast with Brother Byron Chesney, pastor at Highland Baptist Church. For the next few minutes, Brother Byron will be bringing you some truths from God's holy word. So have your Bible ready and follow along with Brother Byron.
Hello, friends. Brother Byron. It's finally Friday. Only two more days until Sunday. I'm so excited about getting back into the house of God and worshiping with all my brothers and sisters in Christ. And as I often tell them, there's nowhere I'd rather be, except for heaven, than the house of God. Well, yesterday we finished up talking about the influence of music. Maybe I didn't make everybody so mad that we still have some folks listening, but listen, if you get mad about something from the Word of God, then you'll just have to take it up with the Lord. Well, today I want to speak to you about a totally different subject, and that is the importance of a friend. If there is one thing that everybody ought to have in this life, it is a good friend. Someone that you can talk to and trust in. Someone that shares the same hopes and dreams and interests that you have. And there's nothing better than knowing that you have someone that will listen to you when you're feeling sad or needing support. And a good friend will always be there for you no matter what. Well, it seems that when we were children in school, we had plenty of other kids that we considered our friends. We would hang out together and eat lunch together and play together and all those things. But you know, once that you graduate from school, you move on into the real world. A good friend is sometimes hard to find. Some folks will act like your friend as long as you're doing something for them, or if there's something in it for them, but once they're through with you and used you up, then they're no longer your friend. I have a few good friends in my life that I know I can count on. I guess you could say that besides the Lord, my wife Mary is my best friend. And that's the way it ought to be. Your wife or your husband should be your best friend because you're in a marriage together and you have common interests and dreams and goals. Well, you would think that being a pastor would mean that, that you'd have a lot of friends. Well, I wish that were the case, but all too often in the ministry, it can be a lonely place when friends are concerned. Now, I do have a few good men that I call my friends that are in the ministry. One in particular is my good friend, Brother Jonathan Tharp. He is a pastor over at Outreach Baptist Church on Cedar Avenue here in Knoxville. Brother Jonathan and I try to get together as often as our schedules will allow. Sometimes we study together and we have breakfast together and we go to church meetings together. And you know, the Bible says in Proverbs 27:17, iron sharpeneth iron, so a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. That's what me and Brother Jonathan have, and it's wonderful to have someone I can call my friend. But I want to speak to you for the next few minutes concerning another friend. And this friend is like no other friend that you will ever have. So if you have your copy of God's Word, would you turn with me in the Old Testament to the book of Proverbs? Proverbs chapter 18. And I want to look at one verse there. Verse 24. Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 24. And here the Bible says, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Father, thank you once again for this opportunity to broadcast on the radio and to expound upon your word. And Lord, I'm praying that you're blessed. And Lord, bless it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, here in the book of Proverbs is another great truth that was inspired by God. And it was penned down by the human penman, King Solomon. You may recall that the Bible says over in 1 Kings chapter 3 that the Lord gave Solomon a wise and understanding heart so that there was none before or after him with such wisdom. Well, this wise man Solomon is relaying a great truth to us through God's Word. And that truth is that there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Now, many people want to argue and debate over what this text means and just exactly who this friend is that Solomon's referring to. And listen, you can debate it all you want to, but there's not a doubt in my mind who this is talking about. It's none other than the Lord. You may say, now, wait a minute, Brother Byron, this is from the Old Testament. I thought Jesus wasn't around until we got to the New Testament. Oh, no, friends, Jesus has always been. You see, what a lot of people don't understand is that Jesus is God. The Bible says over in John chapter 1, verses 1 through 4, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. Well, we all know who the Word is, don't we? Yes, the Word is Jesus. Well, the Bible says further down there in John chapter 1 and verse 14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelled among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. You see, the Bible says that God is a spirit, and no man has seen God at any time. So for man to be able to see God, He became flesh. The God of heaven stepped down from His throne in glory and laid down His royal scepter and robed Himself in the flesh of a man and was born of a virgin in Bethlehem. That little baby Jesus that we talk about and sing about during Christmas time, He's none other than the God-man, Jesus Christ. Well, friends, this man, Christ Jesus, as you know, He dwelt here among men for just over 33 years. He lived a perfect, sinless, spotless life. And the man who knew no sin became sin for us. And He died in our place so that we could be saved from our sins. The Lord Jesus was betrayed by one of His own friends, Judas Iscariot. He was arrested, put on trial, mocked, scorned, ridiculed, and brutally beaten. He was led up the hill called Golgotha, the place of the skull, the Bible says. And there He was crucified on a cruel Roman cross where He shed every drop of His precious blood just to save you and me. Jesus paid our sin debt so that we could be free. The Bible also says in Romans chapter 5, verses 7 and 8, for scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. I think that should settle it for us, shouldn't it? It does me. How about you? Oh, friend, He's the dearest friend that I've ever had. If you do not know my friend Jesus Christ, I pray that you'll get to know Him and make Him your Savior. I want to play you a great old song that Brother Scott and Sister Becky sing at our church. It's What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Listen to the words of this good old song, and I know it'll bless your heart.
Still and grief to bear.
Wasn't that a blessing, friends? I'm telling you, the Lord Jesus Christ, He is the greatest friend that you could ever have. In your deepest, darkest day, in your times of trials and troubles, tribulations and sorrow, depression, whatever you're going through, the Lord Jesus cares for you, He loves you, and He's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Oh, isn't it wonderful to know that we have such a friend? Well, we've run out of time, so let's pray. Father, we thank You for the wonderful gift of salvation that was made possible through the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, we thank You that for loving us, even while we were yet sinners. Lord, if there is one listening today that has never received You as their Savior, may You convict their heart and show them the need to be saved today, and they can spend the rest of eternity with the greatest friend that they will ever have. For these things we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen.
We pray that this has been a blessing to you. If you feel led to help us with the cost of the broadcast, our address is Highland Baptist Church, 6014 Bavely Road, Knoxville, Tennessee, 37924. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.